It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
So he came to you. The gulf between you and God was too massive. He's come to you through Jesus Christ. The enemy is envious of you. What was the motivation behind the rebellion? I love it when you ask these questions. What was the motivation behind the rebellion? Look at what it says in Ezekiel. Son of man, take up a lamentation unto the king of Tyrus. Now, you're going to understand as we begin to read or continue to read that this is not a man that they're talking about. Look at what it says. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thy filleth up the psalm full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. The Bible says that Satan was the most beautiful angel that God had ever created. In other words, he was considered God's right-hand man when he was called Lucifer. As a matter of fact, can I give you something out of one of my books, and we're almost done. I'm going to give you something. All of the diamonds, the gold, and the rubies that you wear, the Bible says that when Satan was created, all of those stones were created for him. As a matter of fact, when you look at the high priest and the breastplate that the high priest wears, he's got 12 stones in the breastplate. Oh, I'm getting ready to get deep with you. He has 12 stones in the breastplate. And the 12 stones in the breastplate were all different colors, and they symbolize one of the sons in the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So the high priest bare that on his chest. But now, here's something that is amazing. Satan's garments bear those same types of rubies. And whenever the sunlight, he was called the son of the morning. And whenever the sunlight would hit the sun, hit the garment of Satan, it would just radiate all over creation as a representative of God. When the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and the God's Shekinah glory was between the two cherubims on the mercy seat, when the high priest walked in, the light of God hit those rubies and it showed the grace of God upon the 12 stones, which was the 12 children of Israel. But then guess what? Joseph was killed. Because his brothers didn't understand why his father put on him a coat of multicolors. The multicolors that the coat was made of, that Joseph wore, was the same colors of the stones in the breastplate. In other words, the reason Joseph received the coat with many colors on it, because it was God's way of saying, you're going to have to carry the burden of your brothers. The many different colors symbolize the brothers. When Satan rebelled against God, he no longer had the privilege of being a representative of God. And so all of the rubies and all of the diamonds and all of those things that was on his garment, they fell to the earth. And then all of a sudden, sometime later, a flood comes. And the flood brings sediment. Sediment is an organic matter that builds up and it builds up and builds up and forms land. As a matter of fact, Egypt is called Gift of the Nile. And the reason why Egypt is called Gift of the Nile, because the Nile River flows from the highlands of Ethiopia. And when Ethiopia existed at that time, Egypt was not a land. It was not landmass. And so the sediment, the organic sediment that flowed out of the belly of Ethiopia, flowed down into certain areas of the water and formed land. And now you have Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. And it's called Gift of the Nile because it came out of Ethiopia. But watch this. Thus saith the Lord God, thy filleth up the psalm full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thy has been in Eden, the garden of God. Does it surprise you to know that Adam wasn't the first one in Eden? Whoever this individual is, he was the first one there. He says, thou was in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbonyl, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets, of thy pipes, were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. The pipes and the tabrets is a musical instrument, and the pipes is his ability to sing song. You ever heard somebody sing? And you say, boy, that girl got a set of pipes on her. So Satan was created with the ability to give ultimate worship to God. He had an angelic voice that could bring peace on all creation before his fall. As a matter of fact, there's some believe that Satan was responsible for handing the worship up to God. Sort of like our praise team come and they lead the way in worship. Let me tell the praise team something. You have not heard worship until you heard Lucifer sing. Now watch this. I was going to tell you who it was. Thou art the anointed cherub. We just went over the cherubims. A cherubim is an angel. But notice that the IM is not on the end of cherub. Do you remember when I told you in Hebrew, I am on the end of a Hebrew word is plural, which means more than one. Right here, it's speaking in the singular. You are the anointed cherub, the I am missing, that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thy was upon the holy mountain of God. Thy walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thy was perfect in thy ways from the day that thy was created until iniquity was found in thee. What was the iniquity? An attitude that says, I will be like God. Satan became envious of God. Do you know that you even have preachers out here now that want you to honor them more than you honor God? As a matter of fact, the Pope is one. He is part of the order of the Jesuits. And you have to go to the Pope for forgiveness. How many of you thank God that the veil was torn at the temple to where no matter where you are, all you got to do is open your mouth and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you and become a disciple in the body of his kingdom. So this helps us to understand that the king of Tyre, he's a cherub. But you have to know that the Bible speaks from a symbolic way in a lot of things. Now, look at this. It's what I want you to understand. Go ahead and close your Bibles. We actually made it through that kind of quick. We serve a holy and an awesome God. And the thing that brings me joy when I hear everything that Satan went through. As a matter of fact, Lucifer, before his name was changed to Satan, Satan says in Isaiah 14, my plan while I'm on this earth is to leave this earth and go take over the kingdom of God. I will pass the clouds. I will go beyond the stars. I will dethrone God Almighty. But when he got there, he encountered Michael. And Michael put something on him. And he cast him down. And this is why in Genesis, you hear where Satan goes and deceives the woman. At that point, he's at enmity with God. He does not talk to the woman with an attitude that supports God. But he's deceiving the woman. He's being deceptive, which means that his fall had taken place prior to what you read in Genesis. As a matter of fact, the darkness that was all over the place was as a result of them being cast down. If an atomic bomb hit the earth right now, or a hydrogen bomb, the dust cloud would go up in the sky and stay for about 6 months. Total darkness over the land. Satan desires to take over the government or the kingdom of God. And as we read in Ezekiel, God says, I gave you everything, man. You were perfect in beauty. And not just anybody can worship me. I gave you the ability to worship me. I mean, I put that ability in you, and then I gave you and I covered you with all of the beautiful stones so that when you stand in worship, you can reflect who I am. God loves to see himself because he is the best thing that he can ever see. This is why you're being transformed into the image of his image, Jesus Christ. You're going to give God holy worship. You're going to worship better than Satan or Lucifer. But watch this. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, what is man that you would even consider him? Lucifer's in the garden. He walks on the fiery stones. God gave it all to him. And he didn't have to be God to have it. But he wanted to be like God, and so he lost his position in Eden. And then all of a sudden, God takes some dirt of the ground and he breathes the breath of life in the dirt of the ground, and he became a living soul. God has a conversation with the human that he creates, and then he takes the human to that very residence that Satan used to have. The Bible says that God took and he put man in Eden, the garden of God, where Adam, the Bible even says there's gold, there's carbonia there, there's the topaz, the onyx, there's all these things in Eden at the time that Adam was there. But my heart gives me joy. Satan went through all that he went through. I want you to hear me good. To receive the kingdom. And he even tried to take it by tempting Jesus. But do you know what's so special about you? When Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he says, my little children, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Did you get that? What the enemy fought for and lost his position with God. God says to something that was made lower than the angels, because of your obedience to me, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to have dominion above dominion. You're going to sit on the throne with Christ. Christ now sits on God's throne, right to the right of God. But I want you to know that God has given Christ a throne, and you're going to sit on that throne with Christ. And you're going to help Christ in the incorporation and the administration of his kingdom. Listen to me. You have to prepare yourself to reign and rule with Christ. This is why when we come in here, we have to prepare now. Why? Why should I treat you and love you the way I love myself? Because if you're to rule with Christ, that's the attitude you got to have. You got to have that. Some of us are fighting to keep that little apartment we got. Some of us are fighting to stay in that home. But what I'm telling you, the Bible says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the entire earth. The entire earth. Y'all not hear me. The entire earth.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.